Ingrid, I just want to thank you for agreeing to do this interview with me. It's for my entrepreneurship class at Western Carolina. So I want to start out by asking you if you could tell me what your title is.
I am the Human Resources Director.
Okay. And as the Human Resources Director, what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
I guess my biggest challenge is staffing issues. As it occurs right now, is just making sure that every location have the staff, knowing their staffing needs, and trying to ensure that those staffing needs are met, as well as dealing with complaints, grievances, and recruiting.
Okay. Speaking of recruiting, how do you recruit new employees?
Currently, our best recruiting method is word of mouth. And we also have some signs that we can put in some strategic places that says that we're hiring and we're paying top pay. Those are our two highest areas that we get applicants from. And we also use Indeed and social media.
Indeed. Is that a, what is Indeed?
Indeed is, it's an application where if people who are looking for jobs can go there and post their resumes, and then employers can go and post their jobs, and they match the resumes with the jobs that have been posted by employers.
Okay. What training procedures are in place?
We have a training department. In our industry, training is a really big deal. Our staff have to know CPR, first aid, universal inventions, formerly known as North Carolina inventions, and medication administration, along with HIPAA and cultural competencies, because we're a human services agency. Mm-hmm. So our training is ongoing, and it's sometimes a challenge to keep it current.
Okay. What tools do you have in place to keep employees motivated?
This is something that our agency has recently taken a really big hard look at. We have longevity bonuses for people that have been with our agency 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they get something at each milestone. We also have referral bonuses, so since word of mouth is our biggest part process for recruiting, we give people $50 for referring people. And we also have kudos recognition where their name is put in our newsletter and it's posted in the office. And we also have recognition for people who get their documentation submitted timely. Those top people win a gift card. So we keep trying to do things of that nature to keep people motivated and let them know that we can see their efforts and we're appreciating all their effort.
Okay. So is there anything that your company does to make sure they're hiring individuals that are qualified, or is there certain measures that you have in place, such as advertising a certain way to get a specific employee that fits the criteria you're looking for?
Yes, because we hire the vast majority of our staff. We have about 900 employees statewide. And most of those staff are paraprofessionals, but we do have staff. We have about 120 staff that are professionals, and we do advertise for each differently. When we advertise for each, we post the qualifications as general as we could, stating their degree and how much experience, and then we go from there. So it's just knowing your workforce and where to post. Indeed is very good for professional people, but it's really not so great for the paraprofessionals.
Okay. And I don't really know what paraprofessional means, so could you tell me what that means?
Yes, paraprofessionals, I guess, is a way of saying people who only have high school diplomas.
Okay.
And so they don't have to have any specific education beyond that.
Okay. So